This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia says it's halted an unprecedented wartime deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to other countries where hunger is a growing threat and high food prices have pushed more people into poverty. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov announced halting the deal on Monday in a conference call with reporters, adding that Russia will return to the deal after its demands are met. It's the end of a breakthrough accord that the United Nations and Turkey brokered last summer to allow food to leave the Black Sea region after Russia invaded its neighbor nearly a year and a half ago. A separate agreement facilitated the movement of Russian food and fertilizer amid Western sanctions. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says the decision will create a lot of trouble for many people around the world.
We, from our side, we will do everything we can through our solidarity lanes in order to make available the Ukrainian grain.
Elsewhere, traffic on a key bridge from Crimea to Russia's mainland has been halted after an attack that killed two people. From the Associated Press, Charles de Ledesma.
One of the bridge's sections was blown up in what Russian officials say was a Ukrainian attack that also killed a married couple and injured their daughter. Russia's National Anti-Terrorist Committee says the attack had been staged by the Ukrainian Special Services and had involved two sea drones. Ukrainian officials haven't claimed responsibility for it, which is the second major strike on the bridge since October, when a truck bomb blew up two of its sections. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com, or you can download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Monday blamed authorities' failure to follow disaster response rules as the death toll from days of torrential rain grew to at least 40. Reuters' Joel Flynn has that story.
The highest number of deaths, though, were reported at the flooded tunnel in Cheongju. While the response across the country is under review, the tunnel incident in particular has fueled questions over South Korea's efforts to prevent and respond to flood damage. Some drivers who use the road regularly blame the government for failing to ban access to the underpass, even though floods were widely forecast. Only a year ago, the South Korean government vowed to take steps to better cope with climate change-induced disasters.
That's Joel Flynn of Reuters News. And forecasters predict up to 28 centimeters or so of rain, still forecast by Tuesday. Finance ministers from the group of 20 nations meeting in India are set to address critical global economic challenges, including the threat posed by climate change and rising debt among low-income countries. In a press statement on Monday, Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that the two countries were working together to advance the G20 agenda. Yellen said,
"Our collaboration spans a range of economic issues, including commercial and technological collaboration, strengthening supply chains, and catalyzing the clean energy transition."
The meetings will conclude on Tuesday. A previous such meeting ended without a consensus in India's Bengaluru city. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry is holding talks with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing as the U.S. seeks to restore contacts with China that have been disrupted by disputes over trade, Taiwan, human rights, and territorial claims. China state media said Kerry, on the meeting Monday with his counterpart, will have the first extensive face-to-face climate discussions between the representatives of the world's two most climate polluters after a nearly year-long hiatus. European Union and Latin American leaders are gathering for a major summit of long-lost relatives. It's been 8 years since the last such encounter. COVID-19 pandemic, as well as Brazil's three-year departure from the 33-nation community of Latin American and Caribbean states, had made the Atlantic Ocean separating the two sides seem wider. And division over anything from the war in Russia to trade, deforestation, and slavery reparations has given extra spice to a two-day summit starting on Monday that will now be already considered a success if all agree to meet more rapidly from now on. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.